The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. My name is Izzy, and I'll be the mediator today. I'm with Louisa and Claire.
Hi.
I was going to be like, yo, but I thought it was too crazy.
Yo.
Hello.
What's good?
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
We're going to read an Am I the A-hole story, and we'll start with the title and decide who will be the angel and the devil. No matter what or how our opinions change, we have to stick with our rules. Afterwards, we'll reveal what Reddit has to say. How is everyone, guys?
I'm good. I just came from work, so I'm a little bit tired, but I'm excited for this episode.
I actually don't remember. I got Conan Gray tickets.
For, where are your seats?
321 row 2.
Ooh.
So we're actually close to the stage, just like...
Far back.
Up. Yeah. No, we're not far back because we're row 2.
Is that Scotiabank?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So I'm super excited for that. They were 110 each. So $90 before Ticketmaster services, which is so dumb.
That's so good.
You guys ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, on to the first story. Am I the a-hole for calling my friend's husband a useless piece of shit?
No.
No.
No. I already said no.
He probably is a bum.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you're both saying no?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we have a problem.
How do we figure this out?
I don't know. I can say he's not.
Okay. Should I read it now? Or do you guys want to give your initial thoughts first?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, there's so many things that can make your... make a husband a useless piece of shit. So, but also it could be like you're just being dramatic. Maybe she is just being, because it's like she said. You said it's she's calling her friend's husband.
Yes.
A bum.
Yes.
Okay. Then maybe she's. I think she's. She could be out of line.
Okay.
Like it could be like the friend's like fine with it, but then she's just like. Hates men or something, I don't know.
Okay, but that's real. Yeah. What about you, Claire?
Well, I think, like, if you're calling your friend's husband a piece of poo, then, like, that obviously means that he's done something wrong either to you or to your friend. So it's like, well, if he disrespected your friend, then that's disgusting. And if he disrespected you, that's disgusting. So he's a useless piece of poo. Okay.
Unanimous. Poo.
Poo.
Poo. Okay. I'm going to read the story. My best friend and her husband have 4 kids, 8F, 6F, 4F, and 3F.
So 4 girls.
Yes.
Okay.
My friend's husband is a great dad when someone is there to help. When he's alone with all 4 kids, he gets overwhelmed and freezes. A few weeks ago.
So.
That's so lame. I'm sorry.
A few weeks ago, my friend was sick, so I brought dinner. We thought it was just a bad cold. When we were eating, my friend went to the bathroom and the 3-year-olds followed her. 3-year-olds came up running out and saying her mom was throwing up. All of the kids ran to the bathroom, followed by me and my friend's husband. I helped her clean up while her husband went to get her nausea medicine and a thermometer. When he came back, I asked him to get the kids out of the bathroom so she could have some space. After we got the kids out, I took her temperature and it came back almost 104. Oh. So I went out to get her some Tylenol and water. I get back and the kids are all in the bathroom again because their dad can't keep them away from the bathroom for 2 minutes. I gave her the Tylenol and water and she almost immediately starts to vomit again, then passes out. Her husband just stood there while I was trying to get her into recovery position, get the kids away from her, and call 911. I managed to get all of them out of the bathroom, and her husband is coming back every 20 seconds asking if I can call their nanny to help with the kids. If I can go to the hospital with her, did I start the dishwasher, or does he need to hand wash the youngest sippy cup, etc.
So what's he doing?
Nothing.
Oh, I picked the wrong side.
You're screwed.
It's okay. You're OG. You're the OG right side.
When my friend
What?
When my friend regained consciousness... He even started asking her how to do bedtime for the little ones. Did she wash their pajamas yet? Did they get screen time that day or can he put on a movie? I told him his wife couldn't hold his hand right now and he should just figure it out. He told me he's not usually the one that deals with this and that he's trying his best. Then goes back to asking what stories the kids like, what setting does he put the sound machine on, and how do they like their milk. I just snapped and told him to figure out on his own and called him a useless piece of shit. It's been nearly a month and he still acts all pissy when I stop by the house. My friend says he'll get over it, but my boyfriend thinks I was unnecessarily rude and he was trying his best. Am I the a-hole for calling him a useless piece of shit when he couldn't handle his own kids while his wife was experiencing a medical emergency?
Wait, sorry, what was the medical emergency again that she was puking?
Like, she was puking just, like, repeatedly. She was also 104, her temperature was.
Degree Celsius?
Fahrenheit.
That's really bad.
Or is it Celsius? I don't know.
Like, I've had, like, over the summer, I don't know what it was, I had a fever of 104, and I thought I was gonna die. Like, I was gonna, like, I wanted to kill myself. It was really bad.
Oh, that's terrible.
Like, you're shaking, you have, like, the worst, like, headache of your life. It's not fun. So, if I was in that position, and my useless husband was like, wait, did you feed the kids?
Wrong side.
I don't care, I can't, I can't. Okay.
Do you want to go first while she like collects her thoughts?
Sure.
There's no defending this bum.
Well, I kind of think like when your wife is like so sick to the point where she can't even like stand up by herself, like she literally needs her best friend and her husband there to help her and 911.
Mm-hmm.
Like the husband should do everything he can to make that easier for her. And like the best friend isn't there to mother the children. The father's supposed to do that. So the best friend is there to help her friend who's really sick, and she's already taking time out of her day to do that, which is nice enough. Like, she's not just like, okay, like, you take care of it, like, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. To the husband. Like, man up, hello? Like,
yeah. Louisa?
Bruh. Okay. So I'm assuming, okay, he's been a useless bum for, I'm assuming, the entirety of these kids' lives. He doesn't know anything about them. And there's also a nanny. That's what I interpreted.
Yeah, there is.
Like, you could have... Oh, damn it. Okay, hold on. I don't know what to say. I don't know
just
what to say.
Just say that she was being too harsh on him. And, like, maybe he has to work a lot. Okay, that's why he's not around the house.
Okay, maybe he was just, like, really stressed and overwhelmed. And maybe he is the breadwinner. So he doesn't know exactly how to do it. And he was really stressed out about his wife.
Yeah, maybe this is, like...
Stereotypical woman... Like, caregiver, and then men, like, worker, whatever. Not that I agree! It's just, like, that seems
like
what's going
on. Well, everyone has their own way of living.
Yeah.
But even like, then, like, she should... Like, you should still know stuff about your kids. You should still try to take interest in their daily routines, whether that's how much screen time they have, you know, like, what sound they like on the sound machine. Like, you should know that as a parent. In a household, even if you are the breadwinner, like, you should be there when they're going to bed, or at least once a week. Like, you have weekends off. Like, you should know this stuff. You shouldn't just rely on your wife going to ask her when she's like literally puking her guts out. Like,
but maybe he was just like really overwhelmed and like scared, and like he maybe like his wife's his comfort person, so he like the first thing he thought of was to like ask her for help, and he wasn't being considerate of like how the state she was in.
Yeah, so he was being inconsiderate then.
Yeah, but I think, like, it wasn't intentional.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, he's so here, I don't know what to do. This is hard.
I also just think, like, if I was in his situation, I would just read the room and try to make the most of what I have available to me. Like, I would... Okay, the kids, like, are their dishes clean? I'll just clean them again just in case. Like, it's one sippy cup. Like, you can do that. Oh, have they had screen time? I don't know. I'll just put on a movie just in case because they just witnessed their mom, like, puking. And I'm going to try to make them feel comfortable. So putting on a movie while I can do other things is the best option rather than being like, oh, have they had screen time? Otherwise, I won't let them watch TV. Like, one day with extra screen time is not going to kill them.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't know why people care about screen time so much. Like,
I mean, I do understand growing up.
I understand if they're like literal children, but they're not iPad kids. Like, I'm assuming he's asking screen time for a movie to like watch a whole movie together, not on their iPad separately.
Yeah.
But like, also, I've been friends with like, I don't know if this can air, but when you're friends with someone and their partner is a useless bum, I got really upset once because he's literally a useless mom. Like, he doesn't know anything about her.
Facts.
And, yeah. And, like, I don't know. I don't like useless men.
I also just think, like, why are you so dependent on your girlfriend or your wife? Like, how does that build character? And how do you have, like, how did she find, like, how was she attracted to you if you're literally so dependent and not, like, taking things in your own hands? Like, to me, that's just immaturity. Like, you're not.
Like, how are you an adult?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, you're a father of how many children? Three?
Mm-hmm.
And you're asking, like, these lame questions. Like, if the question was about what medicine should I give them? Have they, I don't know. Like, if it's, like, health related, I understand that. If it's, like, when are they going to bedtime? Fine. But if it's something like dishes or screen time or
like, just sounds, shut up and do it.
Like, yeah, just do it. Like, it's a situation that you probably weren't prepared for, but it's, like, you kind of just have to learn to deal with things on your own. Like, that's a part of parenting that every parent has to learn at some point in their lives when they have children. Like, it's all about, like, improvisation and learning to make the best out of the worst situations.
Well, to help Louise's side, because she's silent in the corner struggling to figure out what to say. Why is this girl still, like, together with this guy? And how are they married with four kids if he's useless? Facts.
It's clear he doesn't do anything. She should leave and get a better man.
Yeah, let's blame the sick wife, guys.
Well, she wasn't sick before she married him and decided to have kids. Probably made her sick. Yeah.
Yeah, so he is the piece of then, right?
No, because he's just trying to live life. Right, guys? Right?
Yeah, what do you mean? Like,
right?
For sure.
But, like, also, I think it's, like, also this best friend is just kind of inserting herself. Like, I feel like you shouldn't be yelling at the husband. Like, maybe you should try and, like, tell your friend, like, hey, listen, like, this is not who you should be with. Like, you're trying to, like, talk some sense into her. But, like, obviously wait until after she's feeling better. Right, guys?
Right?
You see, okay, again, like, I've been in this situation. I've been the friend before, okay? Like, sometimes, like the girl doesn't listen to, like,
yeah, but, like, I love him. No, but I do agree. I mean, oh, this can be a bit controversial, but you can only do so much as a friend, and it gets, sometimes when you're pushing someone to make a decision in their love life or in a relationship with someone else, it's just too much pressure for them, so you don't want to, like, push them beyond their limits, because that can just kind of backfire in certain situations, and so, like,
yeah.
When I know, like, if any of my friends are having relationship troubles, I just try my best to, like, assess their situation and, like, give them advice that they could actually use rather than being like, no, don't date them, because then that could just make them feel like, oh, like, they can't come to me about any questions, or, like, they can't come to me for advice. And, like, I always just want to be supportive in the end, because, like, that's what you're supposed to be as a friend. Like, I don't want to, like, shut them down completely because of, like, someone they're dating, because in the end that is their decision, and, like, we can't necessarily influence that. And so, like, maybe the girl, like, the narrator is kind of, like, pushing her limits by being like, oh, you're a piece of poop.
It's obviously a stressful situation. Like, she could have been, like, pulled into the side and be like, hey, listen, like, you're not being very helpful right now. Like, you should know these things, and if you don't, ask the nanny, or, like, ask me, like, I can try and help you, or just, like, figure it out, because your wife is obviously in a lot of pain right now. She didn't have to, like, yell at him in front of everybody and, like, make a fool out of him.
I mean, like, I've learned this the hard way. Like, I have a really bad habit of just telling people, like, this guy's not good for you. But then they have to learn through experience, which is so annoying, because it's like, I literally called it.
But, like, that's, like, the best way they can learn. Like, honestly, I've had to learn through experience. Otherwise, I would have never made the decision I should have made, like, months before, you know?
Yeah, it's just, like, so, I get the narrator, because it's just so, like, it bothers me personally, because it's like, you know this, I know this is going to happen to you, but you're too, like, rose-colored glasses to think about that. And then what? 2 months later it happens? Like, don't come crying to me about something I already told you to avoid.
So what does Reddit think? Obviously, we don't all
Louise
know
is moving
takes.
On because she doesn't know what to say.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Reddit says they're not the a-hole. Not the a-hole. Wife unconscious. He's asking about their bedtime story and sippy cups. Sometimes harsh truth is needed. Oh, God.
Period.
Not the a-hole. He froze in an actual emergency. Bedtime routines can wait when someone's passing out. Pretty sure he calls it babysitting when he has to watch his own kids. Am I the a-hole for telling my sister it's time to grow up and stop writing fan fiction?
Is this your choice?
I was not expecting that at all. Yes, I think you are the a-hole.
Okay. For what is it?
To stop writing fan fiction.
Lucy, no. You're the type of person to read fan fictions.
You don't think I'd write it?
No, I think you'd write it.
Me and my friend wrote a Shrek x Donald Trump fan fiction.
Oh.
And we went on Omegle and we were like, we would send the link and ask people to read it and we would make them like read parts. It was really funny. I think it might still be on Wattpad.
Okay, what about you? What are your initial thoughts?
What'd you say again?
I said they are the a-hole. Because why would you stop your sister from writing fan fiction? Yeah. Like, well, she's going to be a writer.
What if her sister is 35?
So what?
What if she wants to be a writer?
Maybe she has better things to do.
Oh, what do you consider better things to do than writing
fan fiction?
You don't
want to follow a passion? You don't want to have an art? You don't have a craft?
I think obsessing over...
It doesn't always have to be like anime characters.
So Claire.
So you think they're the... You think they are...
Not the a-hole. A-hole.
Why?
Why?
I just said why, no? Because I think...
that's not good.
Like, maybe she's just really obsessed with it, and it's, like, getting to the point where she's only writing fan fiction, and she's, like, not leaving her room, and
you're
she's...
not, though?
That's what I was doing on the way here.
You know, like, maybe it's, like, really unhealthy.
But, like, what if she's, like, training to be, like, an actual writer?
She's anti-weeb.
Training to be an actual writer with fan fiction.
Okay, let me read the story. Sorry, how old did you think they were?
Like 35.
Okay, I'm guessing like 12.
Oh my god, that's
older than 35?
So weird.
My F30 sister.
Okay.
Wait, this is me.
Yeah.
So the narrator is F30. The sister is F32.
Okay.
And I have been chatting recently. And I asked her what she'd been up to. She got all excited and told me all about this. So my sister, Lena, got really into this 20-plus years old obscure TV series that's apparently difficult to find online. She's been spending her free time restoring the episodes and adding, translating, and adding subtitles to them. She's also been writing fan fiction for that. Don't get me wrong, I used to read fanfics as a teenager, but I grew out of it. I told my sister that it's weird that a grown woman spends so much time obsessing over a TV show and goes out of her way to retort some old videotapes.
Hey, just so she can... never too late to read fan.
Just so she can share the episodes online. And for what? So 5 people can watch them? And what's the point of her writing those fan fictions when there's no one to read them? She told me, and I quote, "It brings me joy." And she wouldn't even try to understand my point. I told her it was time to grow up and do more serious things, and she asked me if work wasn't enough. She also asked if I said the same thing about a guy playing video games. I told her it was not the same thing, and she knew that.
It low-key is, though.
It is. She's just being a pick-me, but I'll get to that. She called me an a-hole and left the cafe. I've been waiting for an apology from her and even called her up, but she told me she doesn't want to speak with me. I genuinely tried to help her. Am I the a-hole?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Claire just doesn't get it.
You're
like
the mediator,
us.
Though.
I know. Okay.
She's not weird like us.
She doesn't get me.
Okay, but like, even if like I do, I was like anti-fan fiction. That's weird and whatever. Like, you don't have to be executing your sister in public like that. Like in a cafe where there's people listening and being like, "You're weird for writing fan fiction." Like, that's a little much. Like, just wait till you're at home. But like, also,
she's really into it, guys.
I'm a weeb till I die. Sorry, don't put that in. Don't. I think I also want to know what this like obscure show it is. Like, is if it's in like, okay, whatever. But I think her point of saying that it's different from watching anime, and she has a full job, So it's not like she's just some bum, like, Discord mod just writing, sitting in a dark room writing fan fiction and restoring episodes. Like, she has a job. It's just a hobby. So how is it any different than, like, riding in a game chair and playing video games or, like...
Or playing video games while you work because some people, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Work from home.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's any different. Like, it's not, like... Unless she's, like, being actively weird about it, which even then I don't see that as a huge problem. Just let her live her life. And I think it's kind of crazy that she's expecting an apology when you low-key were being an a-hole. Like, even if it was just, like, some small little thing she blew up, you didn't have to confront her in public. Like, you could have, like, been, like, on the car ride home, you'd been like, hey, like, by the way, like, as your sister, I think you need to, like, calm down with this. And also, it just sounds like you're a hater, low-key.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you sat at the popular girls' table and you're like... Who watches anime? It's so weird. I prefer cartoons. Like, okay,
anime is an important part of our culture. So.
Help.
Claire?
I don't know. I just think maybe it's just clear that her sister does feel a bit embarrassed for her, especially since, like, no one really reads it or what's it? Like, reads it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think she just feels more like, well, why are you, like, letting, like, why are you doing this yourself if... you're not getting any attention from it. Like, it just seems like a useless hobby. I'm not saying it is. That's what, like, the sister's perceiving it as.
Don't.
I get what you're saying. I don't think you think
and
it's useless.
I do agree that she shouldn't have blown up in her face like that in a cafe, which is kind of random. But, like, I also want to know what TV show she's choosing to write
fan fiction.
It's obscure
and underground. Like,
and it has to be restored. Like, that's so interesting.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Better be good fanfiction, though, because she's spending her time on it.
Yeah, and if you're 32, I expect some mature writing, guys.
It's also what the fact that she's, like, 32.
Wait a minute!
What do you mean by mature writing?
Like, I mean, like, good grammar, like, good like, unique
what kind of fanfiction are you reading?
I didn't mean poor Let's calm down. I didn't mean that.
Yo, Claire's looking at us like we're freaks.
Oh my god. Okay.
Anyways,
continue the debate.
Do you have any other things to say?
Well, yeah, I just think, like, she could be doing, like, I think her sister just sees that she could be doing better things with her time that's not writing a fan fiction that gets no popularity for such a niche TV show that has to be restored. Like, I think it's like her point is kind of like, well, maybe it's not the fact that she's writing fan fiction, but it's the fact that she's not even doing it for a broad audience. Like, yes, you can write for yourself. Obviously, that's totally okay. Like, I do that sometimes. Like, it's not, like, an out-of-the-world thing, but it's kind of like, well, if it's taking up that much of your time and you're posting it for people to read, but no one's reading it, then what's the point?
Yeah. I mean, that's true, I guess. But also at the same time, like, if you're making something and you're getting no views, would that discourage you from making it?
It depends. I think at some point you have to reassess your situation and be like, why is this getting no views?
Okay, so what does Reddit have to say?
Reddit, okay. You're the a-hole. It doesn't harm anyone, and she enjoys this. Mind your own damn business. You don't try hard enough to understand her point either, so that's fitting. And the thing is, she doesn't have to understand your point about an activity she chooses to do. Media conversation is a very adult thing to do. A lot of people do it professionally, even. Obscure art is still art, and it being popular with 5 people in the world is actually even more of a reason why it's great that your sister has found an interest in preserving, restoring, and expanding the reach of the show. Preserving old media, and we're talking 20 plus years old here, imagine how even older media needs it, is commendable in a day and age where shows disappear forever from streaming platforms and DVDs are no longer edited. Gosh. I'm glad she's finding joy in making this specific piece of art and doesn't fall off the face of the earth.
I just want to say that I actually didn't think that she was not the apple. I support all fan fiction writers.
That was a good story. I like that one. That one was good.
Final thoughts?
Yeah, shoot. Like, you can't put your sister down like that. Like, come on. Support everything.
Yeah, it's your family, like, man. Yeah. Like, you can keep it. You can be real with them and, like, tell them stuff they don't want to hear. But it's not causing any harm, what she's doing.
That's a wrap for this episode of Devil's Advocate.
Follow us on Instagram at @TeamUDevilsAdvocate for more.
Catch the next episode of Devil's Advocate Weekly. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.